Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here in hour number two of the show. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. In fact, we held over a gentleman from last hour. Jim is still with us listening in Iowa. Had a question about what would happen in a free market if, or rather in the situations where you have a mother who perhaps is not as responsible as some people might like her to be. And it was pointed out that right now this happens today, in that there are plenty of mothers out there that are not as responsible as some people might like, and they might be engaging in behaviors that other people disagree with. And I think Jim is on the line still in Iowa. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And so, Jim, I presume you are somebody who feels strongly about this. I mean, that's why you're calling in, yes?
Well, just one of those ideas that just comes up when naturally thinking about how a system would adjust to a free market. And I want to start off by saying that you guys and I are on very similar wavelengths, so I don't want to come across like I am an individual who wants to protect everybody the way that I see, and I just wanted to make that clear.
Oh, I'm still going to use you as a punching bag. Don't worry about it. So I understand that, you know, this is an important issue. With mothers, you know, doing crack cocaine while they're pregnant, you know, it gives the child a disadvantage at life. But one thing that you must understand is the mother gave the child the life in the first place. So I guess that, you know, if you allow a child to, say, have a tort against a mother who smokes crack or does something bad during pregnancy that somehow disadvantages the child, what about if, well, she's caring for the baby and she drops it and it hurts the child, you know, somehow deforms it for life? Is that fair? I mean, it was an accident. But negligence, often people have to pay for negligence, right? Secondly, what about if the mother knows that she has some kind of recessive gene that can, you know, causes some kind of deformity, but she goes ahead and gets pregnant anyway? Before the child even has life, it's deformed. How would, you know, how would a free market system deal with these, or is that just life?
Well, you know what's great about that, Mark, is the same way that your imagination and other people's imaginations can come up with these instances of really rare but very tragic situations or parental neglect that could slip through the cracks and we know happens here and there. You know, the extreme examples that really question the free market, those very questions are being brought up by people, so we know that people entering into free association in a free market would ask those questions
and look for solutions and look for answers, and probably be more creative than the three of us here because,
and
you know.
Another one that I could throw in was, what about parents that smoke in the household with children, with young children? Is that
great?
What would the free market do with that?
Well, it could even go farther than that, though, because people will claim that the whole secondhand smoke testing, the scientific tests that were done behind it were basically disproven. But it doesn't change the fact that people believe that secondhand smoke affects them negatively. So essentially, if you smoke in the world, I can claim that that somehow adversely affects me. And now you get down into the minutia. If you drive a car, it affects me adversely. If we have, if you believe that carbon emitted into the atmosphere.
Taking it to a silly extreme.
But it exists.
I see where you're coming from. I think it's kind of a silly extreme. There's no reason to go there. I think that, you know, what you've got today is nothing happening for the most part. I mean, whatever happens is happening later on after the fact. The damage has been done, and I don't really think there's much of that that's really happening. Maybe if you find out that a parent is being abusive to a child, they'll have the ability to separate the child from the parent somehow. And how that would end up working out in the free marketplace, I don't know. We can sit here and speculate. We could say that, well, you could go and try to rescue the child from the awful parents, and then, of course, you'd be possibly facing kidnapping charges if, say, the child did not want to be rescued from those parents. So you'd take on some pretty severe liability by engaging in a kind of kidnapping for charity purposes, basically, because that's what the government does now.
And I think in all
but the government has no liability now. See, that would be the difference. So if you were to care so much about it, Jim, that you wanted to start your own child rescue service, that by rescue I mean kidnapping a child from parents, unless they wanted to give up the child, then, you know, once you were taken to court, inevitably, as you would, by those parents, you better have some real clear evidence that this was a real undesirable place for the child to live. Otherwise, it's very likely likely that you'll be found guilty of kidnapping, and then you'll owe restitution to those parents. So how would the market end up playing that out? I don't know. It would all depend on what people wanted, right?
Yeah, Jim, you know, you asked such a great question, because this is the sort of thing that I think people who are really starting to investigate laissez-faire, free market, free association groups, they have to ask these questions, because they will be posed to them. And Ian makes such an excellent point, and I would only add this. So those are the two prongs I would approach are, rather than having government, you would have voluntary institutions and voluntary choice. And if we believe that government really does respond to and represent the public opinion about various types of activities, then why can't we allow the people to decide for themselves? If government is merely just a reflection of where the people stand on various things, then you don't really need government to do this. You can have the free association. The key here is that the marketplace allows for people to have the most give and take for their desires for, say, prohibiting certain behaviors and allowing certain behaviors. And the government doesn't allow that. It's an on-off switch, or it becomes so complex and Byzantine that people can't keep track and they don't have an incentive. They actually have a disincentive to keep track of it. But in a marketplace, the marketplace has every party having an incentive to keep track. The businesses that arise to watch over these things, the people who freely associate and make up their own rules about these sorts of things, and because you would be deciding a priori before the fact, you would have certain rules, and those rules would more closely correspond to what the real people involved wanted, and those who didn't want them would not be party to the agreements. They would be gone. It doesn't work that way in government.
Well, hopefully more people will start thinking about this, and just by talking about it, it brings awareness, and hopefully they'll start thinking of non-coercive solutions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that call and the thoughts. It's an interesting question. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Keith. I believe Keith is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How's it going?
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not too much. Sounds like I need to work up an ugly child insurance and air pollution liability insurance. send me a check at P.O. Box 35.
Excellent. What else is on your mind?
I heard the, I guess, an economic slur used earlier, the greedy capitalist, so I had to call in to defend the only moral economic system we've come up with so far. Granted, we have voluntarism and all the other in the works.
Well, I don't know that capitalism can necessarily be defined as I hear you defining it, because many people will define capitalism as, you know, people freely exchanging in a marketplace. I would define it that way. However, a lot of people hear the term capitalism and what they imagine is whatever the hell is going on right now, and that
right.
You know, this kind of corporatist thing that's going on.
Mercantilism.
Yeah, mercantilism.
Yes,
the control of government by very rich people and corporations.
Yes, if one is to define capitalism as it used to be defined, or, well, actually, it's a little complex, because capitalism was really first thrown out there by Karl Marx. But if the traditional definition of capitalism is one in which people, through free association, come up with their own defined property rights and the interaction of themselves through their use of their property rights, then clearly we have got to defend capitalism. Unfortunately, today, capitalism is now being really thrown in with mercantilism and the special interest getting favors from government. And there's that injection of that word government, which is always the bad actor in every situation.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, any other thoughts?
Guess not. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate
it. That pretty well covers it.
All right,
we're just really no defenders of capitalism in the political game, and that's why I completely walked away from it. There is no chance.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to defend the term capitalism either. It's just it's a lost word, and people don't understand what it means, so why bother trying? Let's just talk about the free marketplace, where different economic systems can be tried. The free market doesn't necessarily equate to capitalism. The free market can have capitalists and communists coexisting, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think the communists will do very well, but nonetheless, they're welcome to be communists. I wouldn't want to stop them.
They may prefer life that way.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And similarly, if people are making their kids into communists and smoking around them, it's really none of my business, to go back to the earlier question. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fatigue. Headaches. Allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring in, or bring up, rather, whatever you want. Bring into the conversation whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian
and Garg
and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features like our listening options. You've got broadband versions and dial-up versions of the stream. Also, our webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. And we'll go to Nick in Kentucky on the amp lines. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
Hey, I'd just like to say thank you for your Liberty and Freedom Media, because it kind of opens up people's eyes to that message. And I've always had those principles and didn't quite know how to express them growing up. You know, I rebelled a lot against authority, but of course everyone else told me, oh, you have to listen to the authorities, you know, you have to obey.
You've got a problem with authority.
Yeah, how many times have I told that crap?
Pledge.
Right, exactly. So that kind of leads me to my story, and the reason I say that is because now that I am completely principled, and I mean, everyone has their things that may or may not be principled, but I kind of see that you're either going to be hot or cold. You're going to be one extreme or the other. And I say, hey, if you got to have freedom, you got to have freedom. You can't have, I compromise in this area or that area. I think, you know what, I might not agree with it, but you have to be free. You know, it's free or not. Everything that I look at in every situation, every story, everything, every single day of my life now, I look at things completely different. And I'd just like to share a quick story with you. And basically, it was back in February is when the news story came out. But it was southern Indiana. It was close to Louisville, Kentucky. And there was a homeless shelter that was being auctioned by the IRS. Yay. And so, of course, that piqued my interest a little bit. And I looked into the story. And essentially, this lady who was the sole proprietor of this homeless shelter and had been running the shelter for 20-some-odd years, said that, you know, she had come into some hard times back when the financial, they call it a financial crisis, whatever it may be, when we were going through some hard times last year. And basically some of the donations were a little short. And so she decided, okay, I'm going to either pay the government these taxes that I supposedly owe to them, or I'm going to pay the few workers that I have and pay my bills and keep the place open for these people to have a place to lay their heads at night. And now the IRS has decided to take over and take her shelter and auction it off.
It's the mafia, man. It's like gangsterism. Right. I mean, that's insulting the mafia.
Putting people out in the streets as well, right?
Right, and so they supposedly say, oh, well, we're trying to help the community, you know, as far as government is concerned. We all know that's a lie, but, you know, and in fact, and it's even more confusing to me because if they're going to auction it off, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to it, but let's say some other entity, a church or a charity is going to come up and say, man, look, we get a great deal. This is a foreclosure. This is an auction. We get a great deal. Let's have another homeless shelter. Let's say they start something else to that effect. Well, it's almost like blood money to me because – look, you know, this person decided to feed and give a place to stay for these homeless people, and well, because they decided to give back to the community or you know help people rather than paying a ransom to this gang, they're being punished for it.
Yeah,
yeah, and so the other church would be taking the 30 pieces of silver, so to speak.
Yeah,
exactly, and it's kind of a weird position to be in. You know, I kind of don't know how to feel, what I feel about it because, you know, I'm trying to get a house right now, and some people said, oh, well, why don't you look at some foreclosures? You can get some great deals, and it just kind of makes me sick to my stomach.
Well,
you know?
Foreclosures are mostly people that can't pay a mortgage. It's very rarely, very rare that you're getting a house that was tax sailed or something like that. Usually the government takes a house that tax sales it.
But, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, what are people's intentions when they say that? You know, they're like, yeah, I'll get a good deal. You know, well, what is that deal coming from, you know? Is it at the behest of someone else who couldn't pay their taxes or, you know.
I wouldn't call it. I wouldn't. First of all, like I say, as I understand it, most foreclosures are because somebody couldn't keep up with the terms of their mortgage. And I wouldn't consider that blood money. That's just how things, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles for some people.
Yeah.
Is they get in over their heads and they weren't able to handle the payments and they lose the house. And then so it has to be sold off to satisfy the bank's loan and people get a good deal.
And a tiny distinction here, you know, often people say, you know, you shouldn't profit off of the ill fortune, the bad fortune of others. In this instance, I think that needs to be addressed a little bit, because oftentimes all that can be done out of ill fortune is to find a way to profit off it. And if that is not if he or she is not the person to profit off it, then someone else should try to profit off it. The question is whether or not you are intentionally bringing about that ill fortune of another.
Right. A friend of mine went out of business recently, and he has some assets to the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bad thing to buy those assets
at pennies on the dollar?
At pennies on the dollar.
Exactly.
I mean, these things can't necessarily be used by everybody. They certainly can't be used by everybody, but somebody specifically can use them. And when it comes down to situations where you're buying something that's very specialized, you'll pay a lot more for it and sell it for a lot less.
And this lets us bring up that distinction between the government claiming that they have a right to the property of someone when those people don't pay their taxes, and a private market exchange where a bank has agreed to loan out a certain amount of money and they're not getting it back, and there is a certain amount of asset forfeiture that will occur otherwise, and the bank itself owes something to other people. And so if it doesn't get some sort of assets out of this, it itself will be in a lot of trouble. That distinction, I think, many people look at forfeiture to the IRS and things like that, maybe sometimes in the same way as someone losing his home to the big bank, the evil exploiter.
I think people do.
Yeah. And so at that distinction, obviously, you know it, but it is worth mentioning here.
Right. And you know, thanks for making that clear. And you're right. I do agree with you that there's a difference between, you know, I guess I kind of just had my words come out wrong there, but foreclosure and tax sale or tax foreclosure. Anyway, I'd like to make one quick comment, if I could, before I leave. It's about the not that you guys haven't had enough of the immigration thing, but I think that it's great, the immigration law there in Arizona. Let me rephrase that. I don't think it's great. What I meant to say was is I think it's great that a lot of people are using ostracism when it comes to this state law, because not that it hasn't been going on already, that people that these police and border patrol agents profile and do these kinds of things. However, because it's out in the open, there's a lot of people who have been emailing, writing in their favorite tourist destinations and other places in Arizona and saying, look, we're not going to vacation there anymore, and we're not going to spend our money there anymore because we don't agree with what you've done. And so I think that's a good example of the ostracism that
I have a tough time with that one, because it's not like they did it. I mean, in many cases, there may be businesses being punished who they didn't advocate for this.
Well,
they're just there.
Yeah,
they just happen to be located in a political designation where the politicians did it. And what else can you do, though? You certainly can't ostracize them. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. More coming up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference. At HempUSA.org today.
Did Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. It is not a beauty contest. It simply exists for the purpose of showing that Free Talk Live is not just a male-oriented radio show, as so many talk radio shows are. So it's our evidence to the people in the industry to show them that, hey, ladies like this show too. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com if you want to see it, and if you are a lady listener, you can get involved. All the details are there. Coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be happening the 24th of and the 20th through the 27th, rather, of June, the end of the month. In June, it's going to be an amazing weekend in Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely beautiful, stunning location. Rogers Campground is the place. We were there last year. We've been there for a number of years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Gardner, will you be making it out this year to the Porcupine Fest?
I shall.
Excellent. So you'll be able to meet all kinds of interesting folks. A lot of the activists that you hear calling this show. We talk a lot about the Free State Project, the people that have moved here to New Hampshire in order to get active for Liberty, the people that are coming to New Hampshire, that are planning to move to New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great excuse to get up here, to check out the lay of the land, and better than all that, to meet hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out at Rogers Campground for a weekend. In fact, sometimes for the entire week beforehand. Some people get there early and just have a they just have a blast. It's an absolute great time. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, that's porkfest.com, to get registered. The early bird discount is on for another 5 days, so you've got the remainder of the week, basically, to get on board. The 15th is the last day to get the early bird discounted rates, and it's still pretty affordable. So if you procrastinate, it's not going to be the most – it's a camping weekend, right? It's not like you have to buy a hotel room for the whole thing. So head on over to porkfest.com as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. I think Z is with us. Z in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Z, hey. Going once. Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air, okay. Z. What's on your mind tonight?
Originally, I want to talk about Frank. But you guys have hit on a lot of other topics that I want to talk about also.
Okay.
The big one is the word capitalism. Mm-hmm. There's one idea I know of that can only be adequately described as capitalism.
Okay. Lay it on.
You know about the land, labor, capital, trinity of economics, I guess you could call it?
Uh-huh.
I don't, but go ahead.
You got to have land, labor, and stuff in order to make more stuff that you can sell.
Yeah. Hmm. That's at least how I was taught to it in school, government school. But
they don't idea. Go ahead.
Well, on the internet, you don't really need land, but you need somewhere to have a server, I suppose. Anyway, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, capitalism is where capital has all the bargaining power. The owners of capital have all the bargaining power, and the laborers and the people that own the land don't have the kind of bargaining power that capital has. A free market isn't a free market in land, labor, and capital. It's like across the board. Capitalism is just capital.
Yeah, that's. I think that's sort of the direction in which Marx was trying to take it. And clearly that's one of the reasons why people like those of us here at Free Talk Live and other free market type people like Sheldon Richman have been saying, look, you know, it's time to think about dropping the concept capitalism because it just doesn't serve the purposes.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There's a shirt that Mark wears that has capitalism written as though it's a Coca-Cola logo, and it's very cute.
Yeah, it's a fun shirt for that reason.
But it's a shirt that's going to give some mistaken impressions right off the bat. Like when I see somebody watching it wearing a Che shirt, I think certain things, you know, when I see that.
You know what's neat, though, is the fact that you're calling here now. This reminds me, we were just talking about Porkfest. These are the kinds of cool things that people can bring up because you've got a nugget of knowledge that you bring up to all the listeners out there just by calling in to Free Talk Live. And it brings in history and a concept of where do we stand as individuals battling the forces who are rhetorically trying to destroy individual sovereignty and ownership of our lives and our property. It's just really cool. I appreciate you calling in like that.
My pleasure.
Hey, any other thoughts?
About the your opposition to the ahistorical crap that Frank was bringing up. It's really important not to try to defend the power disparity, not to accidentally defend the power disparity as if it was the cause of the improvement in conditions that happened during that time.
You're talking about the Industrial Revolution.
Yes. Yeah. It could have happened with or without big capitalists making big factories. So you can have worker-owned cooperatives, just individuals. As technology grows, individuals will be able to do the same things. They can pool their resources together, own the factory themselves, run it themselves, democratically or whatever.
Well, how does that work out, by the way? I mean, where are the really big, successful cooperative companies?
There aren't very many because capitalism, because capital has all the bargaining power. The owners of capital can keep those kinds of companies down. They use their big size, their kind of agility in the market.
But can't people come together? But if there's something to the idea of the, you know, this alternative form, and I'm not opposed to alternative forms of organization. I think that the top-down structure is pretty messed up. That's why I don't really have it in my business. But this kind of co-owned, democratically owned business, you know, you don't hear success stories. You would think they could have more capital on hand because they could bring people together to invest in their ideas. It's just that you don't see any success stories out there.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to mention too, to bring you back in just a second. I just wanted to make sure that I added one of the key things to remember is that oftentimes this criticism of capitalism as holding on to all the wealth. Capitalists endeavor to find new areas in which to invest. And so a large company getting big because individuals in a free market, I would like to make this distinction, because individuals were attracted to them and gave them more business, allows that company to then utilize some of its cash to invest in new companies. And so, you know, this whole concept of the trickle-down theory, in a way, although I don't really like that terminology, in a way this is one essential aspect of freedom. Freedom allows those who have grown because they've appealed to people in the marketplace to be able to then find something that they find appealing, and that allows new businesses to grow. It's quite different than the corporatism that I see, and I think maybe if we could draw a slight distinction between free market growth and corporatist mercantilist growth, because the government hands out favors and things like that, I have no problem in any way whatsoever with large companies growing ever larger because they're gaining market share.
It means that they're using the government to crush their competition.
I'm talking about a free market. Right. And because they then have huge amounts of money that they've freely gotten from other individuals who have bought their product, they actually help hire new people, invest in new things, because they are consumers also. That's very important. And they're always open to competition. So as long as they're open to competition, they're never going to try to take advantage of the consumer per se, because there's always somebody else who will enter the marketplace. One of the best books I've ever read was called Antitrust and Monopoly by Dominic Armentano. And if you get a chance to check it out, Armentano's stuff on antitrust and the history of antitrust is a great
riveting primer. Riveting stuff.
Well, I used to sit on the bus. I'd go back and forth to Star Trek, and I'd be on the bus, and I'd be, like, reading this stuff on antitrust, you know? But it was great because it really showed how this portrait of the robber barons and the evil companies that grow so big is really, again, ahistorical, because they themselves are always trying to become more efficient because they know, hey, if we're not serving the customer, there's a possibility somebody's going to come take our market share.
Thanks, Steve, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've been out to Brattleboro here in Keene, New Hampshire. We're just across the river from Brattleboro, Vermont. And it's kind of known as a, you know, Vermont in general is known as a more of a hippie state.
And Keene is the hippie area of New Hampshire.
Keene is the lefty area of New Hampshire. Didn't they have, like, a worker-owned restaurant out there?
Yeah, that went out of business.
Did it go out of business? Because I heard rumor that
somebody basically had bankrolled it for years and years and got tired of bankrolling.
So they threw money down a hole is what you mean.
Right. And, you know, the idea that a co-op should work was so exciting to them that they continued to throw money at it. Well, you know, I went there at 8 once.
Tell me about it in a moment here. We'll come back with that here and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale price.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and our features include things like listening options, Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, and more. The site itself actually allows you to influence the stuff that we'll talk about on the air. You can go and create a free account and submit different show prep suggestions. So whether it's a blog post that you liked, or maybe a video you thought was particularly interesting, or a news item, you submit it to the site. The site checks to see if it's already been submitted. If so, it says, well, it's already here. You can go and vote on it here if you like it. Because once you submit your article or item successfully, it then allows other listeners and other participants on the website to vote as to how they feel about it, so they can vote up or vote down. And then the most votes, are the items with the most votes, make it to the top and front page of our website, freetalklive.com.
If you're like me, you're not so great at getting to the gym when you're supposed to get to the gym, or you're not very good at dieting because you just kind of try to diet and then you end up binging and it just doesn't work. But I did find a product that allowed me to lose weight by just taking the product, and it doesn't give me those freaked out jitters that so many do. It's called LumaThin Plus. You can find it at LumaThinPlus.com. It contains Caroluma, which is a cactus from India or something like that. But it really does work to assuage your hunger. You diminish the amount that you eat without trying to diminish the amount that you eat. LumaThinPlus.com. It works great for me. It'll work for you.
All right. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. As we continue, Stephen, listening in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen? Going once. Stephen, go. He's gone. Should read my call screening software. Let's try Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Anyways, I hardly ever, you know, call in, but I've been listening here for the past 2 days about everyone going illegal immigrants and all that. My question to you is, in a sense, you're an anchor baby yourself. Your parents came over here, and or grand, you know, somewhere down the gene pool, they came over from a boat. Yeah. There was no way to say, okay, well, we have to make you an American. No, you just came over, and that was it. You was American.
Yep. Yep, you got it, man.
Yeah, there might have been a certain amount of testing or whatever that went on at Ellis Island. There was, you know, that was used for a long time, but it wasn't difficult. It was very easy. America understood.
Right, but if I came in at Florida, I didn't have to go to Ellis Island.
Right, if you just you came in that way, you just
if I came
you
in
just
at Ellis
to work.
Island.
Right, exactly. If somebody would hire you and you couldn't speak the language, then you just went to work doing whatever it was.
And you didn't have any of that Ellis Island nonsense before 1875 anyway, because it was up to the states, which is, you know, brings me back to that Arizona thing. One of the interesting things is, you know, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, you know, the ostracism idea of people voluntarily withholding their money from Arizona businesses and so on.
Because I wanted to get further into that, yeah.
Yeah, great, awesome. Because they associate them with the ruling of the Arizona government. One of the things that I find interesting is this is sort of analogous to, and I don't want to broad brush anybody or paint anybody in a dark light, but it is analogous to the same process that occurs when terrorists attack innocent individuals who live under certain governments because they believe that those individuals supposedly live in a democracy where they can vote on their leaders, and somehow the leaders always tell us that they represent America, and so therefore when they go and bomb wedding parties in Pakistan, the Pakistanis say, well, you are responsible for your leaders, ergo we are going to bomb you.
Yeah.
So in this case, you don't have bombs, but you have economic...
To some extent, the statement is true, in that they say you get the government you deserve, and the American people are certainly responsible for allowing all of the tyranny that has happened to them. They could have said no. They could have refused to obey. They could have done something to stop these people.
But what's interesting, Ian, from an economic point of view, the public choice theorists pointed out, you know, people like James Buchanan and so on, they pointed out that it is not in the best interest, economically speaking, for individuals on a short-term basis to go and try to stop certain pieces of legislation.
Right.
So if you've got
I don't just mean legislation. Non-cooperation. But even that is not beneficial short-term.
I don't know, though. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up and sort of open that up a little bit more to the caller.
Don, did you have more that you wanted to share?
Well, aside from us all being illegal immigrants, all these wars we keep fighting, et cetera, et cetera, we have been a warring society since the beginning of time. We've always wanted to kill each other and gain power over everyone.
Well,
That will never stop.
Well, maybe that's true. I don't know. It probably won't stop in my lifetime. Thank you for the call, Don. I am not included in that. I have not been a warring person. And
distinguished society and government, I hope. We need to distinguish those things. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think, unfortunately,
Government society, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, but what I mean is society are those interpersonal relationships we come up with ourselves. That is society.
Society is a voluntary interaction between individuals. Government positions itself as though it were a voluntary institution, but
right.
It clearly is not.
Now the problem is that when you get these politicians telling us that they represent society, whether it's 30% of the people, whether it's 51% of the 30% of people who voted in a particular geographic area, the smaller the area, the more one tends to assume, I think, that the people there might bear a little more burden on the government on which they voted, maybe, you know, and as long as you can escape, as long as you can get out, your relative choices of getting out are there, then someone can say, well, you could have left. We always hear that, right?
Yeah.
Now, in the United States, the self-interest of individuals is really not great enough to overpower the self-interest of the military-industrial complex when it comes to, say, the terrorist problem. You know, why would somebody go down and try to lobby against BAA systems, coming up with, you know, getting millions more for another rocket system that's going to kill more Afghanis when it's going to cost them so much money that to lobby. They can't take the time off fight work.
It. You're absolutely right. And what's the economic term for that?
It's the public choice school of economics. Yeah, it's
where essentially it's a lot easier for the bureaucrats and their buddies and the people that are influential in Washington, D.C. to advocate for more government than it is for us to advocate for lesser government through the system. And also, if you're going to do non-cooperation short-term, that can be very risky as well. Long-term, the benefits are incredible.
Absolutely.
Because if people were to not go along with these stupid government rules when they come out with them, then they would have no effect. If the government said, you must do X, Y, and Z, and people said, well, we're not going to do X, Y, or Z. What are you going to do about it? Well, then the government wouldn't be able to do anything because they couldn't possibly afford to put all of those people in prison because those are the people that they're getting to pay for their programs in the first place. And so government exists how it exists and to the extent that it exists because people put up with the crap and they're not willing to take any risks. They're not willing to put anything on the line. And so little by little by little by little, they take, and people give and they give and they give. And so until we get where we are today and beyond, wherever we're going, which is a scary police state as far as I'm concerned, that's what happens. And the only thing that's going to turn it around is a complete crash and burn of the federal government, but that's not going to turn it around in general, because if the federal government crashes and burns, people will not have learned their lessons about government. They'll just say, well, we need to start a new one. We need to create a better constitution and a new government, and of course, whatever that means could mean anything as far as right to health care, right to this. Who knows what they would come up with in that case. So just because the federal government crashes and burns doesn't mean that liberty is going to advance in general. It may temporarily, in that that particular criminal gang will no longer have sway, but you'll still have the state gangs. You'll have whatever comes in if something comes in the U.S. federal government's place, you'll have that too. So we have to disabuse people of this notion that they need some sort of monopolistic ruler to tell them how to run their lives. They don't like it. Most people, when you talk to them, they say that they want less government, that they think the government is too big. That government was too big a long time ago.
Yeah. Isn't it strange, though? There's some cognitive dissonance that seems to occur because of this so-called representative democracy that we have, where everybody's duty in the 12 years where they're indoctrinated in the government schools is you've got to participate, you've got to vote for your leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this weird recursive trick that government pulls, especially the supposed representative government, where you're supposed to vote for a person to lead you. And then after that, he's your leader. I don't get that.
I don't want a leader.
How is that possible? You're voting for your leader.
I don't want a leader, and I don't want somebody else to tell me. If I want a leader, I don't want somebody else to tell me who it's going to be.
Yeah, so supposedly he answers to you, and yet he's your leader.
It doesn't make much sense.
They're
your servants, yet they're your masters.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. He's our leader, and yet he's a government servant. No, I'm sorry, but those two don't coincide. They're oil and water.
How many servants tell you what to do?
Yeah, and I know it sounds harsh. I mean, typically what's great about Free Talk Live and you guys is you always have the great market institutions and concepts that allow people to think of, yeah, you know what? Government isn't necessary. Now we have to cram it into people's heads every once in a while and just say, look, think about these things. This doesn't make sense.
All right, there's more coming up here. Hour number three, as a matter of fact, is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Mark Emery extradited today. We'll get you the details coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.